Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Sharpie, Steve, Chris, and Lauren. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Dandy.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, howdy.
Do you know what I think is interesting? How the listeners don't know that we just duked it out before this show began.
We're a family. That's something that wonderful that I love from that I learned from my mother-in-law. Is if you're gonna fight, you gotta fight like family, but you have to make up like family.
That's right.
How do you make up like family, Sharpie?
Do you hug?
How do you hug each other? How do you make up like family?
Well, that's interesting that you should bring that up, because as with our foster journey, that is a very effective intervention tool that we have found when the kids start kind of bullying or being kind of mean or nasty to each other, is we have them hug it out. We have them tell them they love each other.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Not happening.
Hey.
I don't want to hug you.
It works.
You don't want to know what I want to say to Chris right now.
Yeah.
You should. Oh, I would love to see them hug it out. Tell each other.
Over my dead body.
You like it. You hugged me before. You enjoyed it. It was like violating my personal space. That's the only reason I enjoy it.
We're going to do a show on Disney, believe it or not.
The happiest place on earth.
This is it.
It's so happy.
This is why we do this show, because there's so much other stuff going on. So much other stuff I don't want to think about.
And I'm sure you don't.
I know. It's jobs, two kids with the flu.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's been a late
Brooke, poor Amber.
I know. They're both, hopefully they'll sleep tonight. That would be nice. But we're going to do, Lisa, what are we doing?
Well, today we're going to be doing a top five list it's a list of, well, I mean, it's not like a list that we created. These are the top five things, but we're just each picking one. So it's a top five collection of our picks for a splurge, kind of a realistic splurge. Keeping it reasonable. If you had a little bit of extra money burning a hole in your pocket, what would you do with it on your next Disney World trip?
Yeah. So if you go to Disney World, you do the park, you want to do something different, something extra. These are what I think, at least mine's a good one. I don't know about the rest of you, but
really,
I think
yours is so lame and predictable. I knew you were going to say that.
That's why it's so good. So, yeah. So let's start with the top five.
The only thing that would have been more predictable if you had figured out Bibbidi a way Bobbidi to do it for boutique. Free.
Steve's splurge is upgrading to the cheese cup with a Mickey pretzel.
Oh, there is a cheese cup? I didn't even know this. I was just brand
new.
See, now that's in his top splurge add-ons, the cheese cup with the Mickey pretzel.
Well, see, I usually just bring my own like little thing of Parmesan cheese, like in one of those packets from Pizza Hut, because you get some little extra ones. But now that I know.
Along with some pepper seeds, right?
Yeah. Do you know what I bet
I love
you like?
Yes.
I bet you like those solid plastic ketchup packets they have at Chick-fil-A.
Those are awesome.
Bet you just line your pockets with those.
They have the best ketchup packets in Australia. They're similar to the
You know
Chick-fil-A.
We have them here.
No. Well, do they have them now?
Yeah.
They're like the Chick-fil-A one.
Well, yours are a little different because you can either squeeze or you can dip.
Well, yeah.
Well, you can squeeze or dip at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you can squeeze or dip the Chick-fil-A. The ones in Australia, it's like that type of a packet, but it's divided in the middle, so it's a little bit of ketchup on the right and a little bit of ketchup on the left, and then you squish it together, and then the ketchup squeezes out.
He brought some back.
Yeah, you like
that. That's interesting.
You bend it in half, and then it just all squeezes out, and then it comes out instead of those little stupid things where you try to do a little packet at a time. Anyways, yes, they're very
And then it fills a huge landfill.
It does. It's in Australia. They got a lot of land out there.
They do. That's true. All right. We should go.
Here we go.
We should get to the meat and potatoes of this.
So who's going first? Who's up, Lisa?
Right now we're on the condiment course.
Okay. Yes. So we're actually going to start in the same order we were introduced. So Sharpie, you're going to go first.
So my splurge is something that we've done before, and I have found it to be a very valuable splurge over the course of a trip, and that is adding club level to your reservation. So if you're staying at a deluxe resort, going from a regular room category to club level. And I say that for a few different reasons. One, if it's just two of you or if it's you and kids, you're going to spend a lot on the room, but you're also going to save a lot with your food, drinks in the evening, because you get a continental style breakfast every morning. There are snacks every day around lunch. You have snacks all throughout the afternoon. Then you have like a hot hors d'oeuvre and like appetizer type stuff, like wine and cheese in the evening. And then late at night, they have a full like dessert spread. So especially if you're going to spend quite a bit of time around your resort or at your room. So if you've gone to Disney, you've been to Disney 2 to 3 times and you're looking for a more relaxed trip where you're spending more time by the pool, you're spending more time. If you golf, if you're going to do a spa day, do club level. It's a great splurge. Even if you do a split stay and only do half of your trip at club level, do it on the second half of your trip so you can kind of step back, relax a little bit. Especially if you like wine, if you like cordials.
Coffee.
Great. Coffee. Oh, the Nespresso machine.
Thank
Lisa,
you.
Did you have to bring up the Nespresso machine?
Yes, because that's the whole point in getting club level.
What is the point?
I want an espresso machine, I have to now, say. Espresso, if you're listening, I will endorse you. Send me a machine. I will love to love you.
Tell me about this machine, because like everyone talks about this, but I don't drink coffee unless it has ice cream or something in it or cake. And so I don't understand why this machine is more special than like a regular coffee maker.
Because it makes your drink for you. It makes
it makes your specialty drinks.
Steams your milk.
Yeah, you can do an espresso, a cappuccino, a latte,
and hot chocolate.
Yeah, hot tea.
You could do anything in there. Kind of like your little portable Starbucks.
And and in the lounges, they usually have one of these kind of higher end machines. I'm not a fan of that. We have one of the little Nespressos.
They have good flavor though.
I don't know. I just don't like the bitterness of the Nespresso because I usually don't put anything in it. So I like the other machines that are, you know, whatever other brand they are where it, you know, makes a
Keurig.
It just makes a cappuccino or whatever, but it's a hotel grade machine versus a.
Some are better than others. The ones at Sandals are pretty good.
Yeah. And they make a really good
cappuccino. I don't think those are Nespresso, but, the club level definitely has an espresso.
And they grind their own beans.
What do you mean you don't like the one we have?
I don't like the pod, where you put the pod in and you pull the thing down.
It's good.
It's okay if you're in a hotel room for like something different. But I don't know. They're just too bitter for me. But anyways, I like the club level. I think club level is nice. And then when we do the tours, we usually get to, you know, see a bunch of the different lounges if we're at Disney World. So I like the lounge over at Animal Kingdom Lodge is very nice.
We've done club level there. Yeah. It was amazing.
I have not done the Grand Floridian, but when I used to work there, I used to see them, you know, bringing the food out and taking it back. And it looked like they had a very nice setup years and years ago. I'm hopeful they still have that very nice setup.
And that's something kind of important to note too, is the resorts have the flavor of food of the theme of the resort. So Wilderness Lodge has a very rustic kind of really authentic kind of American style of cooking. Jesse and I still talk about the pork loin they had one night during our honeymoon. It was phenomenal. I want to learn how to make pork loin like that. But then the African flavored dishes that they had at Animal Kingdom Lodge with the different types of spices. They had a curry dish one night. Phenomenal. It was delicious. And it was a great opportunity to try different things that I wouldn't want to order in a restaurant, like a full portion of.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But phenomenal. And like the Polynesian has that kind of Asian kind of Pacific Rim flavor to it. We toured their club level lounge on one of our trips and it was great. But then the one at, I think it's Yacht Club. I can't remember if it's Yacht or Beach. They have like a more seafood. They serve like some type of seafood randomly throughout the week. So a lot of different things, but they definitely flavor the offerings to meet the theming of the resort. So it's pretty awesome.
Okay. Steve, oh, here we go.
Mine's very unique. Mm-hmm. Well, so my extra splurge, you know, it's not club level or Victorian hour to the grand one or something that's just kind of out there, but I like doing, you know, and I like going during the Halloween time and doing the Halloween party instead of, for me, it's, you know, it's actually a savings because we usually don't get a ticket for the park that day. So we spend the day at the pool and we kind of relax or go shopping or do some of the other things at Disney World. And then we take it easy. And then we get over there by 7 p.m. with our Mickey's Very Merry Christmas or Halloween, not so scary, sorry, for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. And then we try to stay till midnight, or I think it maybe even runs up until about 1 a.m. by the time you do some shopping, and then make a full day of it. But I like the extra parties. The lines are not as bad. There's all kinds of extra activities. They have great parades, great fireworks, and it gets you in either the Christmas spirit or the Halloween spirit.
Okay. I think that's always a good pick.
Yeah. And it's not anything fancy, but it's hard to pay for a ticket for that day and then pay for a second ticket. It's just too, I can't, it's just too much money. So
Steve
would,
likes the free candy.
Yeah, well then, yeah. Then you get the candy and they give you a bag when you leave, and they have good candy.
Yeah, it is. It's really good candy.
Although the kids, you know, they want to do a lot of that and you're like, come on, we got all these rides.
Well, and then the shows, the parades.
Yeah, the parade is, that's one of the best parades. And I think Hollow Wishes is, that might be the last remnants of Wishes. When they get rid of Wishes, they'll still have Hollow Wishes. And I like that show. So
yeah, that's a good time.
And you can dress up if you want, although sometimes it's too hot or too cold and you just don't want to deal with it.
And it's cumbersome.
Yeah. So, but people come up with really creative outfits and it's fun to see what people have come up with.
We must be getting really old because last time we packed costumes and we just left them in the suitcase. Like,
well, it was either freezing or burning up. I don't remember. It was one of the other.
It was hot.
And we're like, yeah.
It feels like when the last time we went, it rained. And so there's nothing less comfortable than a crinoline that's soaking wet. And three kids delightful. Who were soaking. It was delightful. It was pretty awful.
Well, and those
sounds kind of crunchy, actually.
And it's amazing how those polyester. It's just like a thin shirt, but it's polyester and like it doesn't breathe at all. And it's just so hot. So, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin was dressed up as Mr. Sulu. So it wasn't great.
All right, Chris, you're next.
Okay. So I'm actually sending someone on this and it sounds awesome and I would love to do it. But if you know anything, you're probably seen them in the park, the people in the little plaid outfits, they call them plaids, and they're basically, they're VIP tour guides, and the tours run anywhere from 400 to 600 per hour, depending on the year. They have a certain amount of people who will, you know, I think it's up to 8 on the VIP tours, but it's really expensive. I mean, an 8-hour day, you're looking at, you know, several thousand dollars. So a nice alternative to that, and one that really kind of lets you explore 3 of the 4 parks and gives you all the top attractions instead of just keeping you in one park, is it's called the Ultimate Thrill Tour. It's $299 per person. It's actually 7 hours long, and you have to have a park ticket that day. But you start off in the Magic Kingdom, you do Big Thunder Mountain, you do Splash, Space, Haunted Mansion, and 7 Dwarfs. Then you have lunch, and you head over to Hollywood Studios, you do Toy Story Mania, Rock and Roller Coaster, Twilight Zone, and Star Tours. And, I'm sorry, I skipped it. I believe you're going, yeah, you go to Epcot and you do Soarin'. So in between those two parks. So it's a lot of rides for one day. And for $299, a family of 4, that's really pretty reasonable. So, I mean, you know, by Disney standards, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of money. But if I were going to splurge and I wanted to do a tour and I didn't absolutely despise Space Mountain, I would do this.
What's it called again?
It's called the Ultimate Thrill Tour. It's just the thrill rides. I'm not sure why Animal Kingdom isn't on there, because you would think they would have Everest on there, but it's not on there.
It's probably too hard to hit all four.
Yeah, I would say so.
All four parks in one day is a little much, but that's cool.
That is interesting.
With the Backstage Magic, you do hit all four parks.
So do you just front of the line them like a VIP?
Lisa, are you asking me that?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. It's just like having a Plaid in one park where they're taking you through the fast pass lines. It's the same thing with these.
So it's kind of like a pre-planned Plaid, and it's a take it or leave it plan.
It's right. It's
not bad.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it isn't bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And if you don't want to, you know, if you got a two people or four people, it's a lot of money to get your own VIP tour card versus go with a group that's.
Okay. So I'm going to think for a second. So if you have $300 a person and it's kind of an all day thing, you do need to, I'm going to assume that it's like most tours where you have to have your park ticket. So you'd have to have a hopper in this case.
Right. But you probably have a hopper anyway. Like if you did this, like my clients are actually doing it on the second day of their trip. So that's their first full day. And they just want to come in, and it's actually a surprise for everyone. The mom is planning it. And, you know, it's probably not a surprise now because never mind. I think it's a great idea. And, you know, it's kind of a good way to hit everything. And then just for the rest of their trip. And as she pointed out, wow, if I can do all this, I don't have to be so crazy about fast passes. So, you know, and their alternative, they wanted to do something just like we're talking about here. They wanted to do something special. They go every year. They had the money. It was a, you know, a surprise for everyone. And I thought it was brilliant, actually. So.
Okay. It's interesting. I'm kind of crunching the numbers in my head, and it's a good alternative for people that kind of want to do that VIP feel and hit the big rides, and they don't. Because when they don't have that many people in their group, maybe they're four or five, six. Because when you do the VIP, it's the same price whether you're one person or 10. So if you had the 10 people, I think the VIP might work. And you could, I don't know if you could even get all that in.
I don't think you could. This seems like a very quick mobile kind of approach to it. I would imagine they're going in. At least at the Magic Kingdom, they're probably going in backstage, right? Well, you could go in the regular way, I guess.
Especially since they're going to provide transportation from park to park.
Yeah.
Exclusive transportation, that is.
We need to do this. Somebody needs to volunteer to do it, and then Steve needs to foot the bill. Steve, I'll volunteer. Thank you.
Nice. Uh-huh. Then you won't even ride half the rides.
I'll ride everything but Space Mountain. You know, I hate that one.
Oh, come on. Space Mountain's a lot of fun.
I can't stand that one. I'll go on Twilight Zone Tower of Terror if I could close my eyes.
Have you ever been on it?
Yeah, like many times. It's really not that bad. I just don't open my eyes.
Have you been on it since they did the alternating drop sequences?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you have.
Oh.
Have I?
They did that years ago.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, like the last, I don't like it.
Well,
would I want an elevator to do that? That's what I don't want an elevator to do. But I would still do this because you could go at Toy Story Mania and all that other stuff. Plus, I could walk around with a fancy person in with the Plaid with that little whip thing they always carry. Whatever the heck that is, it's a riding crop.
Mm-hmm.
It made me feel important.
Well, see, that was one of the cool things we learned when we did the Backstage Magic tour.
Tell me.
Was that they consulted with Otis, the elevator company, when they were preparing to build Tower of Terror. And the Otis elevator company said, you want us to do an elevator that does what? That's not really what we do. But they did actually end up doing some consulting with them on leveling technology and some different types of technology that they incorporated in the ride and some safety backup features. So interesting.
Disney. Okay. Disney number one, Why do you know this? And number two, I thought you were going to tell me that the whip was some, or the riding crop that they carry is symbolic of something.
No.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, actually, it was that whole getup that they wear in the parks was Lillian's, because she said that they jockey guests around the park. So
that was
Lillian's flair. So that was her. The whole kind of riding themed outfit that the VIP tour guides.
I just Googled it, and only women carry them, not the guys.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Plus the tour guides or tours that I've been on, they kind of use it as a flag too. So
really, or if kids get out of hand.
Yeah. You're just in case they need to giddy up.
Get moving. I'd have such a hard time because I'd be smacking things with it. I'd get fired. Anyway, okay.
All right. Lauren, you're next.
So for me, if I was going to do something just a little extra and not break the bank, so to speak, I would probably go with the Star Wars dessert party. I think that this gives you the most bang for your buck. It's actually priced relatively good compared to, I mean, even if you look at, compare it to the Tomorrowland Terrace dessert party, that's about $10 more per person and doesn't include alcohol. And it's got half of what is offered at the Star Wars dessert party. So the Star Wars dessert party, it's called Star Wars, a Galactic Spectacular Dessert Party in Hollywood Studios. And they have an array of snacks and desserts. So it's not just desserts. And then they have specialty drinks and coffees and teas and stuff like that. And then you do the dessert party. And the dessert party actually takes place inside the meet and greet area for the Star Wars characters. And then about 20 minutes before the fireworks, they bring you outside to a special viewing area. And you're in like a your own private area, you know, for probably about 30 people. And you have a great spot to watch the fireworks without having to sit for 45 minutes ahead of time to stake out a spot. And the price is great. I think for $69 for what you get, I think it's totally worth it. So that's what I would do with my family. In fact, we are actually going back again in May, and I asked my family, I gave them a list of a gazillion different options of something special to do. They all wanted to do this again. So we're doing it again.
What kind of desserts do you get at the Star Wars dessert party? Cupcakes?
I bet they're out of this world.
Do they have little lightsabers?
Ba-dum-bum. No, they had like hummus and pita chips. They had, all different kinds of cakes and cupcakes and snacks. I mean, there was like this huge long table full of food.
Okay.
It was good.
And then is it like Star Wars meet and greet hangout type of thing? And then you do that beforehand and then you go to
No, it's not necessarily fireworks. Meet and greet. You do have the sand people are there and the stormtroopers come through like every 10 minutes. And then the meet and greet area is right next to where you are.
Okay.
And actually at that time of night, we actually went in it twice while we were there and did the meet and greets.
Is it the Jawas or the sand people? Is it the little ones?
The little sand people.
The little ones. Okay. I know what you're talking about. They'll trade with you. The sand people are the bad guys. The Jawas are the ones in the dark hoods with the glowing eyes.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Were you there when we traded?
No. We were with Mitch and Marla.
No.
You can trade with the Jawas, but you have to trade something that a kid would like, basically.
Could you trade another, like one of your kids?
No.
They will refuse things.
I tried that. They gave them back.
And it has a sassy at it. I'm going to trade you next time.
And basically what they do is they give you something else that somebody else gave them.
Yeah, they start off with like, I don't know, I'm sure they start with something, but then someone comes up to trade and we traded crayons, and then we got whatever the last kid turned in.
We got some Legos.
We got Legos. Just little things that no one's going to miss. So if you have some of those miscellaneous toys.
But they won't trade pins. They won't trade anything of value, like that's nice, that you give them, because basically they just have little trinkety things that kids have given them. So you wouldn't want it. Would it be a fair trade?
That sticks with the...
It's a fair trade, basically.
Yeah, it sticks with the theme, though.
Yes, yeah, so it's fine.
So it might be a pen cap or... I don't know.
They tried to trade me a stroller wheel once.
Are you kidding me?
No, they did.
Oh, that's awesome.
But actually, let me take that back. They tried to trade Jesse the stroller wheel for me.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Wow.
Like it.
And I have to say, I think Jesse probably would have got the better end of that deal.
Stroller wheel.
Wow. I can't believe she actually didn't take it.
I know, right?
So maybe if it was a whole stroller and like a box of Girl Scout cookies.
Hey, so Lauren, on the dessert party for Star Wars, then they take you to a nice kind of seating or stand-up area?
No, it's not seated. It's stand-up.
Yeah, you stand.
You're not standing long because the show starts right away.
Oh, that's good. So you don't have to scout out your thing for 45 minutes ahead of time. You get to wine and dine.
Yep. And they just escort you out. Nice. The stormtroopers actually escort you out. Ooh. And they bring you to your section.
Like it.
See, that? Okay, that alone... is a cool factor in my book, because that's not something that
this is what I don't want to
experience.
This is what
it's
I want.
It's fantastic.
I thought I wanted, like, instead of a plaid walking me around the park, I thought maybe like a mariachi band. But now if I could get two stormtroopers to be with me, why don't they do that? You could get two stormtroopers to be with you.
I want Captain Phasma to walk me around
all day. How much? Because they're doing
and
all these
boss
extras.
Me around.
Yeah, they're doing all these extras. You could get. They could go up and get you a Dole Whip real quick, get everybody to move out
no,
of the way.
No, Captain Phasma, you're going to get her a Dole Whip. Trust me. She's not getting you a Dole Whip. It's not how it works.
Well, you have to eat it with us through a straw.
No, you eat it and watch her eat the Dole Whip, because you don't get anything. She's Captain Phasma.
How's she going to eat it with a mask?
I don't know. She takes it off.
I don't know if that's allowed.
She's going to use the Force.
It just like goes down on its own.
This is so delicious.
It's just empty.
I don't know. Captain Phasma just doesn't seem like the type that would take orders from anyone.
Be nice. I don't know. Two stormtroopers would be great. Or two Jawas walking around with you all day. That'd be fun. I don't know. All right.
I'm up.
Ooh, what's yours?
Okay. So I've kind of gone through a couple of different ones in my head, but what I landed on is the Candlelight Processional. And I've never done it, and I want to. And I told Steve, a couple of weeks ago, I said, we're doing it this year. And he's going to get tickets for me. And I said, it has to be Neil Patrick Harris.
Ooh, I better write this down.
What do you mean?
I saw
you didn't commit it to memory?
This year for the first time, Lisa.
You did? And was
I've
was
seen it?
It
three times. And this year I finally got to see Neil Patrick Harris. Hmm. He is by far the best one out there.
I would imagine so. That's why I want him to be my, is he a narrator or an orator? My guy.
I thought it was a narrator.
I think he might be the narrator.
It's a narrator.
Yeah. So
I saw Neil Patrick Harris in Cabaret on Broadway when I was in college. It's pretty awesome.
So speaking of candles, I was watching The Bachelor and I was thinking, how many candles do you think they burn in a season on that show?
Do you really think it's good for your image to admit that you wait for that every single week?
Well, it was just.
And then you analyze.
But it's so
it.
Horrible. That show's so horrible. But the only thing you can do is you're like wondering, like, how many candles are they burning in this fantasy suite? Just in the fantasy suite, they probably have 40 candles in there.
The Bachelor this time is the worst one ever because he's dumb as a box of hammers. Like, I'm having a hard time watching it because it hurts my head. It really hurts my head to watch him, like, try to form sentences.
I know. So, Sharpie, to get Candlelight Processional tickets, when do they usually come out? Is it?
Usually, like, I want to say late summer, early fall.
Okay.
Are you writing this down?
I'm trying to figure it out.
But I mean, the thing to do is you're either going to go one of two directions. You're going to go budget wise, or you're going to go splurge. Mm-hmm. So whenever you pick which restaurant you're going to do the dining package, because Steve, you're going to do the dining package.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's tickets. So that's how you get your tickets, right?
Exactly. Okay. So, yeah. So choosing how and which restaurant you do, because there are a couple different tiers of restaurants. And then they have the option to do the fixed price menu with those.
Mm-hmm.
So we did Restaurant Marrakesh because we ended up booking it late because we decided to do it after we had already booked our trip. But I enjoyed Marrakesh, and it was in one of the lower price categories. But I'm just putting that out there.
You can get Via Napoli too, right?
Yes.
But it sells out like right away. So you have to make you have to definitely go in at 180 days out.
Okay.
Well, except sometimes
actually you can't. Yeah. They don't open them 180 days out.
Right.
Yeah.
But Garden Grill breakfast is a great value.
Yeah.
But and the restaurant doesn't determine your seating location, right? It just gets you a ticket.
Nope.
Okay.
Doesn't matter which restaurant you eat at.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
but what does matter is how quickly you get in line.
Yeah.
No, I was way back in that line, and I was like right past. I was the first row right past the overhang. I had a great spot.
So let me ask you a question. People always tell me that kids don't want to sit through it.
They don't.
That's what has held me back every year.
Unless the kids are, you know, Sunday churchgoers, used to it, they're not going to enjoy it probably. It is absolutely beautiful though.
Okay.
Now, and are the performers, you know, the guest speakers, are they usually one night only, or are they usually there for a few nights?
Two or three nights.
Okay. All right, cool.
That'll give you options.
So there's a couple options, hopefully.
Neil, yeah, Patrick,
Lisa, Harris. He was there when we were there for Mouse Chat Meetup.
Good to know. I had tickets.
I don't know why we didn't go.
Why didn't we go?
I did.
Right, because we were busy.
I went.
Yeah, it's like every minute is jammed.
Nice. Okay.
All right. So anyway, that's my thing. And hopefully in the next 9 months, I'll be reporting back on this.
Okay. Hey, and we're doing something fun. If you haven't heard, we have a Mouse Chat Facebook group. This is different from our Mouse Chat Facebook page because it's a group. So you can go over to our Facebook group.
That cleared it up, Steve.
Yes.
Do you want me to tell them what the difference is?
Chris.
The difference is that you go, it's just like any other Facebook group that you join. You
it's
just
like
go
a
over.
Club. It's like a Club 33 type thing, right, Chris?
It's totally like Club. There's gravy mm-hmm. if you are lucky. No, so you just go over there, you ask to join, and then one of us will add you, and then you can just talk with other mouse chatters. You can go ahead and ask questions, and we'll be popping in on, you know, and answering questions if we can. And it actually makes it a little easier for us because a lot of times we get, like Steve gets a ton of emails with questions, or, you know, me, Sharpie, and Lauren are answering questions on the Facebook page. And that, you know, if you want a question answered, it's much better to ask in the group forum.
Yeah.
And tell them what else is special about that.
So,
Steve.
And then the other special little thing is that we're going to do a special podcast every so often, and we will post it in our Mouse Chat Facebook group, and it's only available there. So we did post one. Yesterday, so we have sexy free dining.
It was sexy.
So if you want to hear the sexy free dining show, just go to Facebook, look for Mouse Chat and find the group and click join, and one of us will add you. And then you can listen to the show in there. It's not on iTunes. It's not on our mousechat.net page. It's only in the group. So yes.
And I think also, we've all talked about this amongst ourselves. You know, a lot of podcasts these days are asking you to join groups, and in exchange for supporting them financially, they will go ahead and put out a private podcast for that group, or they will go ahead and, you know, release a podcast early or whatever. We're not trying to do that. So, I mean, we're actually trying to avoid any kind of, you know, advertising and things like that and sponsorship. So that's kind of not what we're doing there. So, you know, don't think we're going to ask you for anything other than love and understanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got these new like stick-on nails that I was planning on selling everybody.
Chris. Oh, are you selling the jamberries?
That's yes, exactly.
What do your jamberries have on them? Because they've all got themes.
I don't know. I wasn't ready for this. I'll have to talk to my distributor.
You can't
limit. Yeah, I'll talk to my distributor and let you know. So if
you're just too new.
Yeah, I'm at the lowest level of the multi-level marketing jamberry thing. I actually thought it was jams, but
no, it's isn't it jamberry?
No, I was thinking like actual preserves, but yes.
I got strawberry jam.
These kids these days. No, but yes, like Chris said, we're not. There's nothing we're selling anybody in there. So yeah, just come on over.
Yeah.
Well, to that point, it was interesting. I got a phone call today, and it was someone that had listened to a podcast and heard that we were the sponsors and thought, well, yeah, let's do that. And I asked, is there a particular podcaster you'd like to speak with? And I thought he was going to fall off his chair. He said, I get to work with one of them. And so apparently we don't make it clear enough that the podcasters are actual travel agents. Well, Steve and I don't really act in that capacity, but Lauren, Chris, and Sharpie all work as travel agents, and they are obviously experts in Disney as well as some other different products. And you can hear us talk about different destinations on the show, whether it's cruise or all-inclusive. And Universal, all good stuff. And yes, you can actually work with one of the chatters and chat with them on your own. But you need to write in. You need to specifically say that you listen to Mouse Chat and you want to work with a chatter. Or it helps if you specifically mention a name, and then we can get you hooked up with either Sharpie, Lauren, or Chris. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the podcast. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like to send our way, we're going to use them in a show. Well, probably. You can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can send... No, let me try that again. I'm still
sick. She lost her sexy voice. She can't concentrate.
It wasn't sexy. It was raspy.
It was what it was. Oh.
Scared me.
Where was I? So if you like listening to the shows, you can find more of our shows at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.